Legacy. Quote, "Whatever I have said about my deeds and words in this trial, I let stand, and I wish to reaffirm it. Even if I should see the fire lit, the faggots blazing, and the hangman ready to bring the burning, and even if I were in the pyre, I would say nothing different." End quote. Joan of Arc. What will be your legacy? What will you leave behind? Will it be regions deforested by your actions and inactions? Will it be the wreckage of forest communities you destroyed or allowed to be destroyed? Will it be lots of money? Will it be forests you did not work to save? Will it be remnants of forests you worked to save, as I worked to save this one, but did not succeed in saving, as I did not succeed with this one? Or will it be forests you saved? How many families of slender salamanders will continue to live because of who you were and what you did? How many coho salmon, how many green sturgeons, how many warblers, whippoorwills, chickadees, phoebes, bobwhites? How much deeper will the soil be because of you? How many tons of greenhouse gases will not have been emitted because you lived, because you acted? I'm not asking how few you caused to be emitted. I'm not letting you or me off the hook that easily. I'm asking how many you caused not to be emitted because of your actions. There is all the difference in the world. Will your legacy be a world who is healthier, stronger, more resilient, more diverse than had you never lived? If not, the world would have been better off without you. If not, the world would have been better off had you never been born. This is neither an accusation nor a threat, but a simple, even tautological statement of fact. But these questions of whether you make the world stronger, more diverse, healthier, and these questions hold for any relationship, point way past self-centeredness. These questions point towards a morality that works for the common good, the real common good. In other words, they point us towards a real morality. Would the world, the physical world, be a better place had you never been born? Is the world, the real physical world, a better place because you were born? These are the most important questions. What are your answers? Why do you answer as you do? Once again, is the world a better place because you were born?